Well, as promised, joining us on the line, Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Bruce. Happy to be here at WADK.
We're delighted to have you with us as always, and we hope everything is well with you. Happy Earth Day. We're welcoming you to the island for Earth Day.
Yeah, it's going to be a big event down in Middletown with the First Lady, Susan, and I are going to be celebrating Earth Day by highlighting the progress we're making under this Litter-Free Rhode Island program.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, just to bring everybody up to speed on it.
Yeah, so the idea is that we want our state to really looking beautiful, and and I know that there's a big support for really making sure that we are a litter-free state. So we have a website that is Litter-Free Rhode Island. You can go down there, take a pledge, businesses, individuals, schools, and then we've got a multiple tiered of things that are going on with our DEM is going to be providing grants to people who are doing the cleanups, and our DMV is going to be providing opportunities at every transaction to sign the pledge for Little Free Rhode Island. We've got our DOT really putting out the effort to promote the idea. And we've got some 500 different organizations right now, I believe what the number was, 500 different cleanup strategies to really make this a highlight, a multi-year strategy. And then the other thing we're going to be bringing in is the idea, when we pick up the litter, let's paint our landscape, with colors. And Newport did a terrific job with that daffodil program.
Yes.
I was very impressed with that.
Yeah, that's the talk of New England, really. We're one of those daffodil destinations, like Nantucket and like a few other places, and we take a backseat to no one with millions, literally millions of daffodils up from one end of the island to the other. It's really great.
One
end of town to
the other. I met with the individuals that were doing that program down in Newport a few weeks back, and I said, we're going to add that to this litter-free state, and then really like paint the landscape, like I said,
yeah.
Paint it with color, and let's be really proud of the state we're living in. But I tell you, this one thing is pretty powerful, and I got a couple stats that I want to just share with you that with what's happening on that, so that people can kind of get excited about getting involved with the program and
sure.
and signing the pledge. That's the whole deal here. Let's sign the pledge. Let's really make sure that we are keeping our state litter free. The interest on this, Bruce, is really extraordinary. And it's nice to find ways to bring people together on things that that are important to them. But we on that Litter Free Rhode Island site, 22,000 visitors have interacted there since February. Record rating adopt the highway applications at 30. 300 people will be obtaining supplies from RIDOT tomorrow. This over this weekend for Earth Day cleanups. 500 organizations involved in Earth Day cleanups in the next week, and a RIDOT's interactive dashboard will be ready on Monday, where we'll be tracking all of this stuff on an annual, everyday basis. So very excited about that. My wife, Susan, this is one of her projects, and she really wants to make sure that our state really, looks good every day, because we have such a beautiful state.
We do. And, there's no reason why we shouldn't be one of those states that people remark on when they're driving through, or hopefully when they're spending some time with us. You know the states, you drive through them and you say, boy, you know what this state does? And they do exactly what you're talking about. So I think it's a tremendous idea. And the First Lady is part of a great tradition of First Ladies really heading up this initiative. So this is a pretty good idea. And this is a line item in the budget, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've got a small line item in the budget, $100,000, and now that's how we're distributing these grants through DEM. This is how we're buying these books so that we can go when we go into the schools. I was down in Westerly at one of the elementary schools and read this litter book, to the entire school. They came on and they are now pledging, for Litter Free Rhode Island. So we're able to a small budget, but it's going a long way, either with some grants to help these groups, buy the gloves or buy the t-shirts or, buy the coffee and donuts for the, for the volunteers. but what it does is just organizes that. And then it's going to be pretty interesting, even at DMV, where we're going to put on the driver's permit exam, is going to be a couple questions about litter.
Really?
Just to kind of continue to just educate everybody about why it's so important that we have pride in our state. So that'll be a big announcement today. We'll have more details. But that's kind of and it's going to be in Middletown.
Right, at the high school.
They've really got a program down there that is that we think we really want to emulate. But they got the Woody the Owl, mm-hmm. coming out of the woodworks to kind of like be that mascot for the effort. And
nice.
We're looking forward to working with the town council in Middletown.
Well, Middletown is really one of the communities that takes a backseat to no one, and the rest of the island does as well. In fact, just a week ago, we had what sounds like an initiative that you're talking about. After the road race, the organizers of the road race and some other concerned community folks went plogging, and that's, picking up trash while you're jogging after that race, and they picked up 212 pounds of trash.
So, yeah, that's unbelievable. Well, the idea for us is, and we've been doing this in that town of Cumberland, we call it Yellow Bag Day, and mm-hmm. Sue and I clean up the same street, I think, for the last 15, 16 years. And over periods of time, the trash level goes down. And that's our goal, right? Bruce? Our goal is to have nobody throw stuff out the window. Nobody trashing the place. Dennis Toronto down there in Middletown, he's leading the charge for us. We've had multiple meetings with him, and he's one of those municipal leaders that is real passionate about this issue. And I think that this is one of those things that everybody, this is one of those things that's full agreement.
Nobody's against it.
No one's against this, which is kind of neat to have that
right
in the world that I live in. But what a benefit to the state if we can really make this a cultural shift and a strong education over the next several years, that it's just a given.
Sure.
That we're going to have a state that is going to be litter free, and we're also going to have a state that we're going to like I said, let's paint the landscape with color. The Newport has shown with those daffodils how uplifting that is.
So yeah.
We have we have a violet that is a state flower,
right?
And we're going to be distributing seeds so everybody can plant the state flower, and all around anywhere that they want to. And then we got a nice little sticker for that we can, when people take the pledge, they can go right on their very very neat right in their window on their car that they've taken the pledge. And my goal is to have 20,000 people take the pledge this year. So let's see how that's Susan's goal too, is to have 20,000 people take the pledge this year, and we'll have a cleaner state, and it'll make everybody feel proud, and that's what we want to do: build a sense of pride with the people in the state. And then when visitors come in, they're gonna, like you say, they're gonna notice it. They're gonna say, "Wow, this place looks good."
Well, right. That is a worthy, worthy goal. And so this is all part of you and the First Lady who are hosting this Earth Day event later today, Middletown High School. You'll be at the high school at 1 o'clock this afternoon to announce more of the recipients of the micro grants. And you'll be signing the proclamation, which you just outlined, highlighting the state's commitment to keep roadie litter free. And the flower and the brightening up and the painting the landscape with color is going to go right along with that as well. Talking with Governor McKee on this Monday morning on this Earth Day. And people may be in a little better mood, Governor, driving over that Washington Bridge today. We're hearing some good reports from back there in the mainland.
Well, I know that we're doing everything we can to make sure the traffic goes smoothly, and that there's a reduction of accidents and We want to make sure that, you know, the people are able to travel freely. That's been a real mess. It's been a very difficult thing that, you know, on December 11th, where a decision had to be made abruptly to shut down the bridge to keep everybody safe. And thankfully, we have kept everybody safe, Bruce. And I think that's our main issue. But it certainly hasn't come, you know, that safety has not come without some high level of aggravation. But now we've got the three lanes going in both directions. I traveled both over this weekend just to test it out. I think that it's set up in a really good way. We got one more phase left, which is going to be the repaving of that entire stretch. That's going to happen over the next 10 days at night between 9 and 5 in the morning. So there's still a little bit of you know, disruption that's going to happen there. But everything considered, it appears as though if we can reduce the accidents to zero, which is every day, which has been the goal, that you're going to have a span there that is not going to be seriously impacting the you know, the schedules of the people that that need to travel it. And as you know, the small businesses are really important to me, and I know that this had an impact you know, with over the last 4 months. But hopefully we're seeing the end of that as summer comes forward. And you know, especially the Newport businesses really do rely on their tourism during the summer months.
Well, sure.
And so hopefully I think that we are heading in a good direction. And then as governor, I'm doing everything I can to expedite the construction, building a brand new bridge that will outlast all our lifetimes. And at the same time, Bruce, I know that people are, you know, want to know how we got there. So, you know, I've engaged an engineer firm. I've engaged a legal firm that is doing the look back. Right. So we want to make sure that whoever should be held accountable is held accountable. But I don't want that to get in the way of the schedule that we've set to build this brand new bridge. So we have to tear down the current bridge. We're out with RFPs very shortly, you know, requests for proposals. And we're anticipating that in late July that we will start the demolition of the existing structure, and then also award a contract to the ultimate contractor that will be building that brand new bridge. And like I said, it's a brand new bridge that will outlast all of us, which I think is better than a repair that it might last 20 years. Right?
Right.
Many people would have to go through that aggravation again in 20 years from now. And it's been a way too long that we've been trying to repair that stretch. And now we know that we need to replace it with a brand new bridge. So
right. And that we know that that's going to take 2 years to do. So at least there is an improvement here and we can at least manage. I mean, we know a little bit about bridge construction down here. So we are well aware of the time limits and the time investment that has to take place. Look, things wear out. Infrastructure is ravaged by the ocean. We are the ocean state and all that. And so these things take time. I think with the three lanes in each direction, and I'll say on behalf of the business people, I spend a lot of time in the food space, as you know, and there's a little bit of a bright note among some of the food businesses who are finding that people are finding their way from the East Bay to the restaurants and the businesses there in East Providence, Rumford, places like that. So there is some brightening going on. I'm glad to hear that we're able to pass along some kind of breaking news here that the demolition may start as early as late July on that construction. So we're glad to hear about it. And look, the perception, I think, is on behalf of the restaurateurs and the business people, the perception, that drumbeat on social media that it's always bad and it's always jammed and it's always accidents and it's always this. Look, you drove it this weekend. I've driven it before the six lanes. And you have to pick your time and plan your trips. But just ask anybody that lives in Newport and Middletown about what that's like to plan a trip over the bridge through a construction zone. It's not the most optimum thing, but we live with it and we get through it and we'll survive it.
Yeah, well, the bridge and the Newport Bridge, you know, we'll, you know, we've had a rainy spring, but I know that, you know, I've got some notes here, you know, that people just to share, you know, by May 17th, there'll be four lanes, two east and two west at the toll plaza reopened. And, you know, the deck work, which is, crosses over the East Shore Road will also be completed then. So that's some good news. And the as a reflection of like how the Bridge Authority is actually operating, again, I think at high level, Standard & Poor's just upgraded them to an A+ on that bond. So,
yes.
So that's good for people to know that you got some real professionals that are running the operation, even though that it does come with a certain amount of, you know, interruption. But those interruptions are going to pay off, like you say, long term.
No question. We look forward to having you here on the island with us later today, Governor, you and Mrs. McKee, First Lady Susan McKee, for the Earth Day event. And we are always glad to have a forthright conversation with you. It's always great to spend time with you, and we're delighted, and you know you're welcome anytime.
Well, I'm looking forward to being on the island today, and it seems like that, you know, the island's a leader on many of the statewide projects. You know, we were in a year ago, we were in Newport to talk about the Learn 365 plan, and that's going fantastic. And I know Newport and Middletown are going to be partnering together on a learning center. So now a year later, we're launching, of all places, in Middletown on the island, this you know, Keep Rhode E Litter Free program, which is going to be really spectacular if we can kind of clean it up, making sure that everybody's focused on making the state beautiful, and then also, you know, borrowing a little bit of the Newport daffodil strategy,
right,
about painting our landscape with color. How great that's going to be, right?
That is going to be tremendous, and hey, we're more than happy to export our great idea, and you spoke to the originator of it, and hey, we'll share it with the rest of the state for sure.
Well, there's 39 cities and towns in the state. I'm in every one of them, but nobody outshines the Quidnick Island, and nobody outshines the WADK.
You got that right, Governor. Well, we're delighted to have you with us, and we look forward to having you back again. We'll look forward to seeing you here later today for Earth Day, and thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, and to all your listeners, have a great day.
Thank you, Governor McKee. Have a great Earth Day. There's the governor live with us here on WADK on FM 101.1 and AM 1540.